You know why you're here. You are hoping to come tonight, aren't you? How long has it been? Hopefully it's been a while. I like it when you're frustrated. And, less importantly, so do you. Now you're gonna want some privacy for this, unless you want someone else to see it. I'm sure there are people you'd want to watch, but I'm guessing that's not everyone. Now I'm gonna need you to get some things ready, and then get naked. You'll need 2 dildos that can stick to the floor, and you get bonus points for a blindfold, a gag, nipple clamps, and a pair of stockings. They are adorable on boys. Put the clamps on now and tighten them until your little nipples are just slightly sore. I won't be pleased if they come off while you're flailing. Now take the larger dildo and stick it to the ground. Get on your knees and get it ready. Lube it up and give it long, slow, loving strokes. I know you'd rather be stroking something else, but tease your hole with it. Just put the tip in and then pop it out. If it hurts, use more lube. I want you to degrade yourself, not tear your rear apart. Ease onto it again. Yeah. It should go on a bit more easily now. Once you've gotten it in comfortably, keep it there and start sucking on the other one. If you can attach it to the wall, kneel in front of it and worship it as you take it in the ass. Otherwise, hold it in your hands and lick it and tease it. Imagine that you're sucking my strap on. Or even a real cock, if you're a little more daring. Imagine if your crush could see you right now. Plastic cocks in your mouth and ass, as well as a slutty pair of stockings. Most embarrassingly, you've pretty much castrated yourself. Hopefully she'd be into it. Imagine her watching, amused, but approving. Start bouncing up and down, slowly. When you come off the one on the floor, the other goes further into your mouth. When you need to breathe, you retreat back onto the cock. It's nice, isn't it? Feeling it fill you up, making your trapped cock tingle and throb. There's nothing wrong with this. You're not inferior for liking this. You're not less of a man for taking multiple cocks while removing access to your own. It's fine if you like to be mocked for it, but remember, it's all in fun. Don't feel ashamed. Besides, I think it's hot. And if I was there with you, I'd be forcing you onto the dildos, enjoying every shudder. And gasp. Imagine my hands on your shoulders. Forcing you up and down faster and faster and faster. Relax, be more vocal. You don't have to be dignified right now. I said you shouldn't be ashamed, not that you needed to be serious and stoic. With every impact into your rear, shed a little bit of that. Moan like an animal in heat as the cock fills you. Let loose and enjoy fucking yourself. Allow me to demonstrate. Forget about the cock in your mouth. Put a gag in it if you can, but don't interrupt your anal for more than a few moments. You don't have anything to say beyond whimpers and moans. Just keep fucking yourself. Think about that girl you like watching you. She'd love it. Once you wear your thighs out, she'd put your mouth to work. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Locked away, maybe leaking in spite of that. But then forced between the legs of the woman you still carry a torch for. It might happen. It might not. But just keep fucking yourself. You might find someone even better tomorrow. But right now, imagine she who will not be named for privacy reasons. Just keep thrusting and crushing. It's time. You are either going to explode through that cage or collapse on the floor tonight. It's up to you. But I'm gonna get myself off. If you can finish on the dildo before I do, you're more than welcome to come. If not, you can just give this a listen again. Or just go to bed frustrated. It's not like I can stop you. You're done. No matter what happened, I want you to lie there for a few minutes. Take everything out of you and just breathe. You enjoyed yourself, so don't sour it with guilt. That is, unless you want to. Pervert.